May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Qook Audio mini podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today we have another memory from the Haiku Zendo Chronicles, published in 1973. And as you know, the Haiku Zendo is where the Zen Mind Beginner's Mind lectures were given. Well, actually, they were given in the Los Altos Zendo. Haiku was built after almost all of them were given. So I just keep saying that out of habit, but it doesn't matter. We can retroactively call Marion's living room the Haiku Zendo 2. It's Haiku Zendo number 2, which happened before the Haiku Zendo number 1. So anyway, this memory is from Barbara Kaiser. Roshi said, "I never think about anything. Only when something happens, then I think about it. In this way, I never think about Roshi. Only when I'm talking with a friend, I find myself saying, 'Roshi said,' one at a time, the memories are endless, and I always smile. People said he could be stern, even when he was angry, terrifying. I remember him smiling, laughing, full of joy and delight, sometimes playing like a child. Once in the Santa Cruz Mountains, he climbed up on a deck railing that hung out over a canyon. The wind whipped his robe around his ankles, and he said he was a kite. I wrote a poem about that, but I lost it. The last line was, 'Look out, Roshi, no string.' A thing he used to say a lot was, 'Well, it can't be helped.' That doesn't sound like much, but it always did something good for my sense of proportion, the idea that there are things you can't do anything about. I'm inclined to think you can do something about everything and then get depressed when it doesn't work. One morning at breakfast, I got carried away with my own sudden understanding of some point of Buddhist doctrine and held forth at considerable length on the subject. When I finished, Roshi put his hands together, bowed, and said, 'Thank you for the lecture. It was very good.' The worst of it was that he meant it. Absolutely. I felt terrible. I promised myself that I would never open my mouth again, but naturally. In an evening lecture, Roshi talked about a woman who came to him because she would get mad and abuse her child. She wanted to know if doing zazen would help, would get rid of her bad temper. Roshi laughed a lot about that, the idea that zazen would change anyone. He said that he used to be a very lazy boy and now he was a very lazy man. I think he meant that he took care of his laziness. So if you are greedy or confused or conceited or bad-tempered the way Roshi was lazy, you don't have much to worry about. Bitter Zen, the only sad memory." He said, "There is also such a thing as bitter Zen." He had a look of deep suffering for just that moment. I can't think of Roshi with any sense of loss. He keeps unfolding in the most living way." Well, thanks, Barbara Kaiser. You know, when she said he used to say, "Well, it can't be helped," in Japanese, they say shikata ganai, That's what that means. It can't be helped. Shikata is a way of doing. There is no way of doing. There's nothing you can do about that. And there's such a thing as bitter Zen. Well, there are bitter moments. And there we are. And there are joyful moments, and there we are. This has been a Kyuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Dog and Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.